See, Kansas is full of good men. Church-going men that get married and raise families. Men like John Gale. Men like my father. He spent his whole life tilling the dirt just to die face down in it. I don't want that, Annie. I don't want to be a good man. I want to be a great one. I want to be Harry Houdini and Thomas Edison all rolled into one.
He flicks on a lever, and the zoetrope spins to life, depicting images of an elephant standing up on its hind legs. Oz and Annie look at the images projected on a wall. Oz stares, wide-eyed.
That's all I ever wanted for you, you know.
He looks back at Annie.
Greatness.
Can you understand?
I do. Do you?
Professor, you need to look outside.
Oz sees a weightlifter heading for his trailer, followed by a woman with short hair. He crushes one of Oz's music boxes.
No! Please! It was Liz's grandmother's music box. It meant nothing!
Nearby, his assistant looks down at her music box.
I have to go. Congratulations on the engagement.
Oscar.
I'll see you in my dreams.
He smiles at Annie and kisses her. Suddenly, Vlad smashes through the door.
I'm gonna rip your head off!
Oz grabs a sheet.
Zim, Zolabim!
He waves it in Vlad's face, then around himself and vanishes. The sheet floats to the ground. Vlad moves it aside and sees a trap door in the floor of the trailer.
Oz!
Oz crawls away from beneath the trailer, but is spotted by a clown.
There he is! He's out here!
Climbs up the rope of a hot air balloon and flops into the basket.
Oz!
Vlad grabs the rope, and he and the clown pull the basket down. Oz retrieves a knife and starts to cut the rope. The frayed rope gives way beneath Oz's blade, inches away from Vlad's outstretched arm. Vlad and the clown tumble to the ground, then get to their feet and run behind the retreating balloon.
So long, sucker!
Oz! Oz, you're gonna need these!
His hat and satchel.
Now! Hat!
Oz catches his belongings.
You're dead, man!
People start running away in between the tents. Oz looks behind him to see a massive gray funnel of a tornado whirling toward him.
No, 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 no!
Oz holds onto the ropes that suspend the basket as the hot air balloon is drawn toward the funnel. The balloon is embraced by the ominous black swirling funnel. One of the pulleys attached to the side of the basket comes loose and falls away into the void below, unraveling rope as it goes. A spinning wheel flies through the air past Oz and severs a rope on its way. A jagged piece of a picket fence shoots like an arrow towards Oz, and he ducks down into the basket. Several sharp, ragged pickets spear into the sides of the basket, just missing it. More ropes snap loose. A large metal buckle at the end of a partially tethered rope cracks like a whip, dangerously close to Oz.
Please! I don't want to die! I haven't accomplished anything yet! Just get me out of here and I'll do great things! Please! Give me a chance! I promise! I can change!
Everything slows around him as Oz cowers in a corner of the basket, tightly gripping the ropes that weave through its walls. He looks around him with a slight frown as bits of debris and wooden splinters gently float upwards. He spots his knife and pockets it. then sits up cautiously and peers over the rim of the basket, grabbing his top hat, which is floating in the air in front of him, before it glides out of reach. Through the slow-moving clouds, Oz spots a damaged carnival organ spinning through the air, seemingly directionless. Oz stares as it passes close by, the broken pipes of the organ looking like gigantic teeth in an open maw. It disappears behind more clouds, which suddenly comes flying straight at the basket and crashes into it. The entire balloon spins with the force of impact, and Oz is thrown around violently in the basket. The balloon gets caught in an updraft through the funnel and is thrown out of the uppermost ring of clouds, then shoots up through the air and then begins to plummet downwards. Everything goes black. Folds of fabric ripple gently before parting to reveal bright waves of sunlight shining downwards. Snowflakes drift down around Oz. He slowly opens his eyes and looks up to see that the balloon is still airborne. Once again, he creeps up to sneak a glimpse over the edge of the basket, and his eyes fill with wonder. He slowly stands up, and a smile inches across his face. He clasps both hands to his chest as what was previously monochrome has turned to bright, vivid colors. The balloon floats amidst an azure sky.
Thank you! Thank you!
He's surrounded on all sides by jagged, twisting spires of rock sticking up from a shamrock green landscape. Oz looks on with sheer awe and amazement as the balloon floats past a golden mist over a soft, vivid rainbow towards a bright light in the distance. Then the small weather instrument mounted on the edge of the basket catches his eye. His face falls as the instrument suddenly reverses direction and starts spinning rapidly. A downdraft sends the balloon plummeting towards the jagged peaks and lands right in the middle of a rushing river. Oz crouches behind the edge of the basket as it careens through the White River rapids, weaving its way between massive boulders jutting up along the sides of the river. Then the balloon goes hurtling over the edge of a steep waterfall. The basket plummets at incredible speed, narrowly avoiding perilous rock formations as Oz grips the ropes for dear life. Through the dense mist that hangs around the base of the waterfall, the partially inflated balloon emerges and keeps the basket aloft just long enough to skim over a small drop in the river and onto an expanse of calm, still water. Oz stands up and looks around him as the basket drifts into the midst of gigantic flowers, almost as big as the basket itself. Their enormous golden, crimson, cobalt, and white petals unfurl as Oz passes them. Beautiful crested hummingbirds flutter by, one blue and one red, cocking their heads at him, and they are soon joined by a swarm of colorful flying fish that emerge from the water and swirl gracefully through the air. Rows of overhanging saffron-colored bluebells sway and ring like wind chimes. Oz smiles as a lone butterfly flits down from among the flowers and flies up to a large tree. All at once, what appeared to be the leaves of the tree suddenly take flight, leaving bare, gnarled branches clawing up at the sky. As a cloud of rose-colored butterflies flutter through the air and descend in a swirl of delicate flapping wings. Smiling, Oz allows a butterfly to land on his finger. Large, clear dewdrops roll down the surfaces of huge, drooping, violet and wisteria-colored leaves and plop down onto surfaces of giant water lily leaves. Tall, thin stems of water plants shiver like the plucked strings of a harp. A gentle wind blows through hollow reeds that whistle like a band of flutes. Oz looks down and realizes the basket is sinking.
Come on, buddy.
He climbs onto the edge.
I can't swim!
He falls into the water and frantically starts waving his arms and legs about.
Help! Somebody help me!
Realizing the water is only a couple feet deep, he promptly stands up and attempts to straighten his coat. He wades a short distance, reaches under the water, pulls out his soaking top hat, and carefully adjusts it on his head. Oz stiffens, and his eyes rove toward the riverbank. Then, from among the mist of the soft beams of sunlight and the drifting dandelion puffs, comes a beautiful young woman dressed in a white blouse, a red jacket, black pants and boots, and a large, elegant red hat. Oz breaks into a wide smile.
Thank goodness.
She moves closer.
I thought I was dead.
His expression falters.
Unless you're an angel. Am I in heaven?
She shakes her head.
Oh, there is still hope for me! You won't regret this!
I saw you fall from the sky.
Oh, yeah, yes. My balloon hit a inverted thermal. I couldn't compensate.
I'd get out of the water if I were you.
Oh, it's actually quite nice.
I'd be more concerned with the river fairies. Their teeth are small but very sharp.
River fairies? What's a river fairy?
A swarm of small, nude-colored, dragon-like creatures with black eyes fly about Oz's legs, biting his thighs, causing him to hop out of the water. One creature in front of him whistling one half of a tune, then cocking its head as if waiting for a response. Scowling, Oz hesitatingly whistles the rest of the tune. The fairy spits water in Oz's face and flies off.
Spiteful little things, aren't they?
Oz walks up to the woman.
Where am I exactly?
Where do you think you are?
I have no idea. It's like no place I've ever seen.
You're in Oz.
Oz? But that's my name. Oscar Zoroaster Fadrick Isaac Norman Henkel Emanuel Ambrose Dix.
The woman raises her eyebrows.
Everyone calls me Oz.
Oz takes off his hat, bows, and produces a bunch of flowers.
I knew it! Oh, the king's prophecy was true. He said that a great wizard bearing the name of our land will descend from the heavens and save us all. And here you are. Here to claim your throne.
Claim my throne? You mean like the king's throne?
Well, yes. Because you will be our king.
Your king?
He smirks.
Like in a palace with a crown and a scepter?
Yes, a beautiful scepter in a grand palace. Oh, and you will save all the people.
Was that a gold scepter?
She nods stiffly.
Yes, but there's more gold than you could ever imagine. And Oz will now be what it once was.
She pauses, unsure.
Because you are the wizard, aren't you?
Oz's eyes flicker to the side, then he smiles at her.
Yes, I'm the wizard.